We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There are a lot of moving parts at the MTA this week as Chairman and CEO Pat Foy departs and construction head John Oliber takes over. But there's still even more happening behind the scenes.
WCBS reporter Steve Burns has been following this and he joins us. Steve, first tell us about this new guy, John Oliber.
Well, John Oliber should already be a familiar name to anyone in the political or real estate world in New York. He led the redevelopment effort at the World Trade Center site for Silverstein Properties before the MTA hired him in 2017 to take over construction and development. He also served in the U.S. Department of Transportation under President Clinton. With the MTA, Lieber's been the point person for all the big new projects recently, like the Second Avenue subway, the Long Island Railroad's third track, the East Side Access Project, bringing the LIRR into Grand Central. In talking with advocates and transportation experts, he seems to be pretty well-liked, well-received. He's got that background you look for, transit expertise mixed with kind of the political dexterity you need to negotiate and get things done.
See, this seems to be Governor Cuomo's backup plan since lawmakers didn't approve of his original plan for MTA leadership. Why was that?
Yeah, the original plan was to do something a little different. Take the job that Pat Foy had as CEO and board chair and split that in half. Make John Oliber the CEO and make Sarah Feinberg the board chair. Feinberg has been the interim head of New York City Transit, running the subways and buses. But that plan required lawmakers in Albany to sign off, and they have not done that. Some of them said this looked like a power grab by the governor. We heard some concerns about Feinberg herself being too political and too close to the governor in this role. Everyone involved here, Sarah Feinberg, John Oliber, Governor Cuomo, they all still want to see the Senate come back into session and approve this. But as of now, it doesn't seem like there's any appetite for that among Senate leadership. So at this point, Feinberg is set to step down at the end of the week, along with Pat Foy, and John Oliber will be handling both roles.
And so a lot of big issues confronting the MTA. What does Lieber face as he takes the reins?
Yeah, I think job one for John Oliber is going to be getting people back on the system. Subway ridership on weekdays is still around half of what it was before the pandemic. We see that has an impact on the roads being just as backed up as ever. And it has a huge impact on the MTA's bottom line. At the last board meeting, they started floating the idea of service cuts in the next few years if ridership doesn't fully rebound and they're stuck with another big budget gap. So bringing back riders, stabilizing service. We're also still in a holding pattern around congestion pricing, the toll for drivers in Manhattan. And implementing that's going to be a huge task over the next year or so. So John Oliber is going to need to hit the ground running here at a somewhat perilous time for the MTA.
All right, WCBS reporter Steve Burns, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.